back to Blanket Statements.
Hi, everybody.
Oh my gosh, this is Ashley Nichols. She is our guest today. Julie had some things come up, and so we're going to do a Halloween episode with the queen of Halloween, Ashley Nichols.
Here I am. I love the spooky. I live for spooky season. Quite literally the opposite. I am telling you, my biggest goal in life, I think, is to literally close all the curtains and turn off all the lights and legitimately just decorate for Christmas. I want all the trick-or-treaters to know I am not home. And so this is quite an interesting episode for me to be joining, but I'm excited to deep dive with you. Sid, also, I have this power to
just make you laugh.
I just constantly making Sydney laugh. So
no, I've been dying. Oh my gosh, it's so bad. Okay.
Love it. Love spooky season. Okay.
I don't hate Halloween. I'm not like actively dressing up every single year, counting down the days, but I like the vibes of Halloween.
Yeah, it's quite literally the opposite for me. Just kidding. This is the thing. I love fall. Like, I love that, like, transition, the feeling in the air. I love that. I don't like scary things. For example, Moana, you know, when, like, that scary Tafiti or whatever, that gives me nightmares. So, like, that's my tolerance for scary. And so, when, like, Pennywise is, like, walking the streets, I'm just like, that's a no for me, honestly.
When I was in the second grade, my dad decided that it was time for me to see Ghostbusters.
Who are we going to call? Who are we going to call? No.
And about 3/4 of the way there's a part where the ghosts get let out into the world, and it's like there's a malfunction. My dad decides that it's getting weird and turns it off. Just while I remember the moment so clearly, it's when the lady is like walking to her balcony and she's really creepy because she's possessed and she sees all the ghosts in the world. And my dad's like, it's time to go to bed.
And just, you're like, no resolution? Awesome.
Like, okay, so there's just ghosts in the world.
You're like, cool.
Oh my gosh.
No. I can only picture you going to bed just like blinking, looking around your room, being like, are they still here? We'll never know.
It was literally like 3 months after me and Aubrey had like gotten our separate rooms. I slept in Aubrey's room for no less than 6 months after that.
That's on brand. Oh, I love sharing room. I get spooked easy and would love sharing room with my sisters, but they're always like, no. They hate sharing room with me, but oh, spooky season.
Do you have any like Halloween memories that you like? What's like one Halloween that you loved? You were popular in high school. I know you were. So you went to a Halloween party.
Popular in high school. No, like I don't believe in dressing up. Like I had to
You've
work.
You've never dressed up your whole life.
Like I can remember a time in second grade. This is like the only iconic Halloween I ever had. I was like, what are you in second grade? Like 8 years old.
Yeah.
We watched a lot of PBS Kids at my house. And so I was obsessed with the show Arthur. And I dressed up as DW for Halloween. And
how did you do that?
Like, I don't know. I was in this, like, this dress with the turtleneck. And then my mom made me some ears and then made my hair like her. And I had, like, a little name tag that said DW. I didn't understand at the time that she was, like, a bratty kid. And, like, everyone hated her. And so everyone was cackling at my costume. And I was just like, no, I am DW. And now it's just funny looking back because I'm like, I am DW.
That's funny. My most iconic costume was also in the second grade. Guess what it was?
I'm scared.
A bathtub.
Excuse me? Repeat yourself.
A bathtub.
What do you mean?
I I think I was like, okay, full story, and I've never told the full story before.
I'm kind of scared.
The year before, we have like these ward Christmas parties.
Okay.
Not Christmas, ward Halloween parties. Am I stupid? This girl comes in, and she's dressed up as the Up House.
Okay.
Okay. So she has all these balloons around her. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to do something like that, but I can't come here.
This is good. This is good.
So I, in like the whole year, I'm racking my brain like, okay, how am I going to get balloons and a cardboard box that is huge just so that everyone has to pay attention to me because I'm so big. I'm going to be a bathtub. So in August, I tell my dad, hey, I'm going to be a bathtub for Halloween, so get on it. And then 2 weeks before Halloween, he hasn't gotten on it. I'm like, okay, so where's my bathtub costume?
What do you...
So then it was like a cardboard box that was the bathtub.
Okay.
Balloons that were bubbles.
Okay.
There was a, like, shower head coming out of it as the, like, faucet. And then I wore,
you,
like, a white...
You, carried around a rubber ducky?
I carried around a loofah. Like, I had it around my hand.
A corsage loofah?
And then I wore, like, I wore a white leotard. And then I had a shower cap on my hair.
Okay. Whoa. That is a moment. You are a Halloween icon.
Only in the second grade. After that, you want to know what I started doing? And like, oh my gosh, if I could go back to any time. I started dressing up as the Monster High characters.
Monster High.
Do you know what that is?
Okay. So let's put a pin in this for a second. I'm 50 years older than Sydney. And so she, like, uses things like Monster High, and I'm just like, what is that?
It's basically, like, it's kind of like Descendants. Do you know what Descendants is? Do you?
Yeah. Like, I know, like, if I saw the characters, like, in a store or something, I would but be
like,
oh.
You know the story of Descendants. Like, it's
their... The villain's kids.
Yeah. This is, like, Monster's kids. So there was, like, Frankenstein's daughter. They all went to this high school.
Okay.
I was, Big Bad Wolf? Like, werewolf? Whatever. I was some sort of werewolf's daughter the first week, or the first time I did it in third grade. And these come with, like, insane wigs. And that's where the problem came. Why was I wearing a wig when I was in the third grade for Halloween?
Okay.
Second grade, or fourth grade, I did it again. I was another character I don't even know. She was, like, a sea monster's. It was just bad. It was bad. I shouldn't have done it. I should have been like a fridge or something.
You just run through the household appliances.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a toaster.
Your parents literally being like, oh, we got an interesting one here.
They thought that no matter what. Finally, I got like kind of cool and like understood what Halloween was supposed to be. I think both fifth grade and sixth grade, I was a Green Bay Packers fan. Because I saw the cheese head.
You were about it. You wore the cheese head. It wasn't just like a jersey. It was like we wore the cheese head.
I saw it was right when the outlets in Traverse Mountain opened.
Yeah.
We went to the Pro Image Sports place. I saw this hat that was cheese. And I was like, that's freaking hilarious. Who is that team? And my dad told me. And I was like, well, that's my team now.
Oh, okay. You and Harry Styles just repping the same
team.
Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
My cop-out costume is to just wear Disney merchandise and be like, oh, I'm a Disney goer, a Disney adult. Because I'm like, it's inappropriate to wear a Mickey shirt any other day of the year. So I just go as a park goer is how I handle Halloween. But this is the thing. I appreciate costumes, though. Like, people that, like, go out of their way to make elaborate costumes, or think, or something like that. I love the creativity, and I love seeing people, like, come up with creative costumes. Thus, I would have been very fond of the bathtub.
So. I need to show you a picture. It's so funny.
No, like, I need
to. It was my Facebook, like, banner for a really long time, because I was never on Facebook.
I need you to post a photo on the... story, or even as a main post on Blanket Statements Pod.
Okay. You really, like, never dressed up in high school?
I have a really terrible memory, like really terrible. And I don't think so. I think I've always just, yeah, dressing up has just never been my thing.
Okay.
I think it's always literally been a Disney adult or like a tourist or something. Like I'm always just going with random crap I can find in closets.
Interesting.
It's never like this creative moment, which is sad because I like love being creative.
I mean, I haven't dressed up since like my junior year. I wore sweats, and when people, I am so annoying. I'm not who I was in high school. I really hope that comes off.
I have grown. I have matured.
I wore sweats, and people were like, "Oh, what are you?" And I'm like, "I'm comfortable."
What? Let us have a moment of silence, because may that Sydney rest in peace. Goodbye.
Oh my gosh, junior was wild. Thank goodness COVID happened when it did.
Sydney's like, if I would have had to stay in high school full time, you would never believe what you would have seen.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
Okay, well, you enjoy other people's costumes. Have you seen any of the celebrities that are dressed up this year?
I saw a couple. I saw Justin Bieber's today, actually, when I was scrolling. I saw their, like, cute Flintstone one with Haley, and I thought that one was really cute. And then I also saw him as, like, a scuba guy at that party, and I thought that was cute, too. I just, the one that I also wanted to talk about was literally Kourtney Kardashian. Yeah. Doing the Kim Gala, whatever outfit. I was cackling because I was like, oh, not only is this like funny petty because of the drama that's going on with Keeping Up, or it's not called Keeping Up, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was obsessed and I thought it was so funny and
it was cute. So funny. I want to wait to see what Kim Kardashian does because
her costumes are always insane.
Insane.
Her and Kanye's with their kids have always been wild.
Well, was Kanye in the costumes? Okay.
Some of them, though, like, you can, like, see his, like, cutout of his mouth, like.
I can't remember. I remember the one where it was, they were the Flintstones, and then guy was dressed up as a dinosaur in it.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was like, that's not Kanye West. And then I remember another one where they were all spiders.
The spider one is actually so creepy.
No. She hates spiders. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah.
So she was just manifesting spiders, or what was the mojo?
I have no idea.
Interesting. I didn't know she hated spiders.
But that one, I don't think he was it either.
See, I'm not super deep into this, like, whole, like, is it Kanye, is it not? But I think it's so interesting, because, like, I would have never thought that. I'd been like, oh, yeah, it's Kanye. But, like, them, like, hiding him and, like...
Well, just because, like, he was in Wyoming most of the time. And so people are like, there's no way that he was there. Did you see Northwest's costume this year?
No, what is it?
She's the graduation teddy bear from the Kanye West.
Oh, I did. Mm-hmm. I did.
Oh my gosh, you know who's was so cute? And you probably don't know these people. You might. Landon Barker and Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah.
They dressed up as the Romeo and Juliet, the Leonardo DiCaprio one.
Oh.
He was in the, like, knight in shining armor, and she wore, like, the angel.
Oh, cute. Outfit.
It was so cute. I was like, that's how you do couples costumes.
You guys talked about them last week on the pod, and I still can't get over the tattoo conversation. I was, like, every time I think of Charli D'Amelio, I quite literally am, like, putting shades on that tattoo. Like, I just can't get it out of my head. It's so funny. I'm trying to think who else I've seen.
Are there any past ones? The one past one from the Kardashians that I think about all the time, just because I'm like, that was so iconic. It was such a moment, was when they were all Victoria's Secret angels.
Oh, what a iconic moment.
I was like, that's just on brand for them. It was on brand. Perfect.
So on brand.
Yeah.
As you know, I am obsessed with Harry Styles, and so nothing will beat, like, Harry Ween for me. So, like, when he was in New York City and came out as Dorothy, and the entire world's jaw dropped to the actual floor, and he's saying Somewhere Over the Rainbow, it will always be, like, such an iconic Halloween costume for me.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. I can't think. Oh, here's a question. Do you think that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are going to have a couple's costume tomorrow?
I'm praying. Like, I hope the official posts together will be the Halloween costume.
What are they going to be?
I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, I can't even... I don't know.
I don't either.
I want it to be something so cute, though.
It will be. It could be the fuggliest thing in the world, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, they're the cutest!
Literally, I think it... I just want them to be something that's, like, funny. Like, funny, cute. Yeah,
they're funny.
I'm trying to think what I would even want them to be.
Girl Boss Town. I don't know if you know who that is. She's just this, like, PR girl on TikTok. She predicted that they were going to be Noah and Allie from The Notebook.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. That would be the end of my days. I'm telling you, Sydney, like, I will have to take the rest of the day off if that gets... if that's a thing.
It would be crazy. I don't think it will.
There's
be.
No way. There's no way. And then I'd just be singing Endgame in the background. Like I already
I
do.
See Harry Styles doing that with his girlfriend. Because he loves The Notebook.
I know. I just... yeah. I can't even think about Harry Styles and Halloween. Because he should be doing Harry-ween.
Yeah.
He should be.
Like a one night only...
yeah, but also I'd be pissed if he did that and I wasn't there, so.
Oh, Kelce Ballerini's Barbie?
Oh. Was that a moment or was that a moment?
It was just so perfect.
So perfect. If anybody could come close to Margot Robbie, it'd be her, honestly. Yeah. I don't know if it's like the John B. situation. That's his name, right?
That's his name in the show.
Oh, well, that's... is it Chase Stokes or something?
Yeah, you're so smart.
Oh, good my job. Gosh, look at me.
Pop culture.
I'm obsessed with them. Like, literally, just... I don't follow them super closely, but I see them on TikTok and stuff, and I just think they're so freaking cute together. And I saw some TikToks of her last night, and she looked so cute. Like... I know Barbie is going to be a really popular costume this year. It's popular with, like, littles and also adults, and I just think she killed it. It was so cute. There's these couples right now that I'm just so obsessed with, and I don't really know why, but they're one of them for me, for sure. Oh, I literally saw this costume on TikTok, and I was obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Like obsessed, and it's my comfort movie. Anytime I'm sick, I always watch that movie. And I saw these cute girls that dressed up as the twins in their like camp uniforms, and then they made this TikTok. And you know how in the movie they have like a picture of mom and dad, like,
oh,
where
my
they're
gosh,
split.
I know what you're gonna say. I saw that.
Have the photo of Taylor Swift and Harry Styles when they're like walking around the zoo. They literally had that as the mom and dad picture. I gasped out loud and then started cackling so loud. I was like, this is the freaking funniest thing I've ever seen. And that's the kind of Halloween I'm about. It's funny, creative, non-scary costumes like that. I loved it. And I also saw the other trend where people were dressing up as American Girl dolls. Like, did you see that one?
Yes.
Where they were like carrying around like their Kit American Girl doll and they dressed up as Kit. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. That is funny. There was one, I think it was just Jax. She's a singer. She had her boyfriend dress up as Taylor Swift, and then she dressed up as a map, but she told him that she was dressing up as Travis Kelce, and he's like, I don't get it. And then she's like, oh my gosh, I forgot one thing. Hands him like the paper of his face, and he puts it on her because Taylor Swift put Travis Kelce on the map.
Oh my gosh.
That is the funniest thing ever.
It's so funny.
I was like, so am I going to go grab a map real quick
that
and dress up as
so
that tomorrow?
So funny. Yeah. The amount of Taylor's and Travis Kelce's I've seen, though.
It's too much now. I'm like, listen, I love it. And like, dress up what you want to be dressed up as, but you're not really being original at this point.
Yeah. I have seen some, though, where, like, they go full out on the costume. Like, do a full, like, bedazzled Leo tard and, like, all stuff.
If you're going to do it,
I saw this girl who, like, went full out. And I'm like, yes, this 100% check. People who are just, like, grabbing a weird dress and grabbing a microphone and then their significant other is wearing, like, the jersey. I'm just like, pass.
And you're like, okay. When I think about Halloween, you know what I think about?
What?
The Disney Channel specials.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Were those too scary for you?
I am telling you that hotels late at night give me the heebie-jeebies because of the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody episode. Like, quite literally have a hard time.
No, they were scary.
No, like, actually scary, though.
That one was terrifying.
No, like, I'm scared, literally. Hotels are just kind of creepy in general. Mm-hmm. And then late at night, you're hearing the creaks, the noises. It's just too much. And then you bring Zack and Cody, and it's just too much. Yeah. That one freaks me out.
Did you... You were too old for Ant Farm, huh?
I'm so sorry, Ant Farm? I don't know what that is.
That's the one where they song the Calling All the Monsters. Do you not know that song? Are you kidding me?
As you've heard, I don't really like Halloween, so I don't really jam to Halloween music.
You've never seen this?
Ant Farm?
Okay, pause. I'm going to show you.
Okay, I just showed her the first little bit. She has heard that song.
I have heard that song, and that's all I will comment on that song. I had a Just Dance that was Disney themed, and that was on it. And I can tell you what the dance was.
I can just picture in my mind you and Obs getting down to Calling All the Monsters.
I wish. You think Aubrey played with me? You think Aubrey was like, oh yeah, let's go to the Disney Just Dance. That sounds so fun.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm trying to think of other episodes or, like, other, like, specials that
I can't think of any of the Wizards of Waverly Place ones, which I know that there has to have been one.
Yeah, for sure.
But they were always, like, spooky.
Spooky. Some of their normal episodes were spooky for me.
What was scary?
I just don't do well with magic and people disappearing. I just, all of it spooks for me.
I loved Wizards of Waverly Place. That was my shiz. I loved her and Mason. Did you watch that enough?
I didn't watch it a ton. My little sisters watched it a lot. But I know what you're referring to. But
I don't know if this was during Halloween, but they had this one special where it was, like, them in a, like, Wizard World apartment.
Okay.
And I bought those on iTunes and watched it on my little iPod Nano that's the inch screen. That is what I watched for 3 years. It's all I listened. It's all I watched on there.
So, first of all, iPod Nanos... RIP, may they rest in peace. Very on brand for this episode. The fact that, like, as kids, we had iPod Nanos watching TV shows on a less than 2-inch by 2-inch screen, and we were just like, this is amazing. Amazing.
I tell people, I think it's why, I told my siblings, I was like, I think that's why, like, I hold my phone as close to my face as I do, because I'm crazy. It's so close to my face all the time. And then I'm like, but you all had iPod Nanos and you don't, so maybe not.
Maybe I actually need to go to the eye doctor.
I don't think it's an eye thing. I've always had really good eyes.
It's just your obsession with, like,
I think I just get really close. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I think it's like, I don't have to tilt my head as much. I don't know. But it gets close.
Oh, that's so funny. Now I'm going to pay attention to that. I'm going to see if I see you just close up to your phone.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I remember, like, some movies. Did you watch, like, Halloween Town?
See, this is where this gets tricky. Really tricky. I don't know if we can call it a habit, but like commercials come on for a movie or previews, not commercials, previews. Maybe there are commercials. I don't know. Come on for a movie and I'm asleep before the movie starts. Especially when it's late at night, which is when most people want to watch Halloween movies. So I have not seen a ton of Halloween shows. Oh. Halloween Town feels familiar, but like I couldn't even tell you the plot of Hocus Pocus.
I've never seen Hocus Pocus except for one time. I was channel surfing. It was nowhere near Halloween and it was on. And the only part I saw was this cat got ran over.
Oh.
And it was like deflated. And apparently the cat can't die. So it like reinflated itself and then like stood back up. And I was like, oh, I'm okay. And
I moved on. You using words like deflated and inflated That's for a cat, it was a lot for me.
It was crushed. And then it's literally like it inflated back up.
Okay. I do think there's something about a cat that never dies. And I know it's three sisters.
Yeah.
And
I know what they look like.
I know what they look like too. I couldn't tell you their names. Couldn't tell you the plot other than witches come into town, you know? I'm like, if we want to switch up this episode and turn it into a Christmas episode, though, I can tell you quite a bit.
Okay. Do you know anything about twitches?
No. Twitches. I'm like, that I get twitches? That I have a twitch? Yes.
Okay, so no on twitches?
You guys, literally all the listeners are going to be like, she was for sure her last choice for the pod this week. She knows nothing about Halloween.
No, you were the first person I called.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I won't even bring it up. The only, like, Halloween episode that I've actually seen. Well, not episode. The only Halloween, like, Disney Channel movie that I've seen is Girl vs. Monster, and it terrified me. It had the same, like, premise as Ghostbusters, and so it just brought back a lot of bad memories.
You're like, the ghosts get released. They never come back.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Actually, now thinking about it, it was probably, like, totally ripping Ghostbusters off now that I'm actually thinking about the rules of it. So anyways, we can stop talking about Disney Channel original Halloween movies if you want. So you cannot be confused. I'm
like trying to think of any other, like, the, it's not even like movies. I'm like thinking about this girl I went to high school with posted this photo of her dressed up as, her husband was dressed up as Zorro. And then she was dressed up as, like, the mean girl in the Cinderella story.
Oh, I love that movie.
And that was their costume, their couple costume. And I was like, that is literally, oh my gosh, that's what I want Travis and Taylor to be. Literally, would that not be so cute? But, like, I keep thinking of, like, movies like that, that, like, have, like, Halloween scenes in them. And, like, A Cinderella Story is one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's a really good
and
one.
And then, for some reason, Sky High keeps popping in my head. And I'm like, does that have a Halloween scene? Or am I just picturing the weird alien guy? It's all blending together.
I don't think Sky High has Halloween.
So funny.
I was going to say another one. You haven't seen Mean Girls, have you?
No, I have. Once again, my memory of movies is horrible, but I have seen Mean Girls.
That has a Halloween scene in it.
I thought it had a Christmas scene in it.
It has both. It's like the full school year.
Oh, it's a full school year. Oh, yeah.
Halloween is Halloween. Like, everyone else dresses, like, girls dress up on Halloween.
Oh, yeah, like sexy little, like, maids and stuff, and then she dresses up as what?
Like a corpse bride. Oh! It looks terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
I showed your sister that, Maggie, for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Mean Girls?
Watched the first half of it during our break.
Oh.
And then funny. We haven't finished it. We haven't gotten to the Christmas part yet.
I think that you and Aubrey would be really fun people to like watch chick flicks at, and we need to be better at like doing that.
Yeah.
Because I think there's lots of good chick flicks that we could watch together.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Cinderella Story, dude. That's maybe I'll crazy. Watch that tonight.
A Cinderella Story is Mal's, my other sister's, favorite movie ever. She went through a phase where, like, probably once every 2 weeks, when we would sit down and choose a movie, she'd be like, I want to watch a Cinderella Story, and if we're not watching it, I'm not watching.
And you're like, okay, Diner Girl.
She loved that movie. She Ooh. Loves Chad Michael Murray so much. Enough that she hasn't seen One Tree Hill.
Oh.
She's like,
Chad Michael Murray. See, like, shows like that are more of, like, my time period. And, yeah, he was pretty iconic. And I would say when we're talking about Halloween movies, if Cinderella Story is in the category, I'll be watching. But,
oh my gosh. Have you ever seen a horror movie?
Unfortunately. Still scarred to this day.
Which one?
It was so scary. It's called Hush.
Oh no.
I don't know what it's rated, but probably R, honestly, it should be. It's about this woman who... me giving away the entire plot. It's about this woman who has a house in the woods and she is deaf. And this man who's in like a very scary mask is like trying to break in and kill her.
Oh, that's scary.
And she is deaf, so she like can't hear where he's gonna be, and the movie's silent. It's quite literally terrifying. My best friend, shout out to you, Taylor. She, please take that out. She has a birthday in October and always wanted me to watch a scary movie with her. And I'm like, no, like, I will not put my mind through that mental abuse. And one day, like, 1 year on her birthday, she was like, no, literally all I want is to, like, have our friends get together and watch Hush. And she regretted it because I screamed bloody murder and got the RA called on us. So... it's pretty scary. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
The scariest movie isn't necessarily a horror movie. It's like a thriller. It was called, oh my gosh, what was it called? The Prisoners? Prisoners? It's with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh.
I literally watched it like 2 weeks before Red Taylor's version came out, and I was just like, F this. It's terrifying. Hugh Jackman's little girl gets kidnapped.
Oh, I don't do well with kidnapped stuff.
So scary. The worst thing for me. That terrifies me more than anything. I saw when I was in the 9th grade, I got invited to like a thing and I didn't know what movie we were watching, and then we ended up watching Woman in Black. It has Harry Potter in it. And so the whole time I was just making jokes. I was like, oh my gosh, it's Voldemort. And then I was like, oh my gosh, Draco's gonna get you. And that's how I got through that one. But then I fell asleep with the lights on that night because it was terrifying. And at the ending, spoiler alert, he still dies. So, that pissed me off. And then The Quiet Place is the other one, but that's not like a horror movie. That's a thriller.
Yeah. The Quiet Place was like fine-ish. I haven't seen this. Is there two? You right?
Yeah, I haven't seen the second one. I think the second one is scarier.
With The Quiet Place, I liked it, but... I am a girl, when I go to the movies, I am eating popcorn, I'm slurping my Slurpee, and neither of those two things are appropriate when watching The Quiet Place, so I was just pissed, because I'm like, here I am, spending a fortune to have my treats at the movie, and then it's embarrassing to even grab a kernel, to even slurp a slurp. So, that's why The Quiet Place was tricky for me. I just hate leaving... or, like, watching creepy movies like that, and then I, like, go to park my car, or I'm, like, walking somewhere in the dark, and I just, like, feel like I'm checking behind me. I, like, hate that, like, eerie feeling you get, and I just, like, hate being put on edge, which is why I hate scary movies, and why Halloween, I don't like it. I don't like looking out my window, like I mentioned, and seeing Pennywise outside. It's just, like, no.
You have, nephews and nieces. Is it fun because they dress up?
Once again, like, I love creativity and, like, cutie little kids, like, or family costumes. Like, I love seeing what people are for Halloween. Like, my friend did Willy Wonka, and her little boy is, like, one, and he's just, like, a chubby little cutie baby, and they dressed him up as, like, the guy on, the little boy on Willy Wonka who can't stop eating the chocolate. Augustus whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is his name Augustus?
That sounds right. I don't know. And it has, like, chocolate on his face.
They hated Willy Wonka as a kid. Oh, that really? Scared me more than anything. When he gets sucked up, I watched the Tim Burton one. That was my age.
Okay, well, you saying that's my age, and then me being like, oh, I watched the other one, which came out in, like, the 1920s. So, 1920s. Like, it obviously wasn't that, but you get what I'm saying.
No, he gets sucked up into, like, a tube when he gets into the chocolate river. Terrifying. He did it. He did it more than anything. Also, the Blueberry Girl. Never. Oh my gosh, I will never watch that show again.
Why don't you like the Blueberry Girl?
Because she, like, blows up into a blueberry and it's terrifying.
Or
also, she's the one who
chews gum. Because maybe that's right. Let's talk about biggest fears. Let's jump into that. Spooky. Spooky season. Biggest fears. What is yours, Sydney?
Gum. It's not a fear. It's like a phobia.
Like, they're the same category, and I'm telling you, when she says I have a phobia of gum, it's that I'm chewing gum. Granted, I chew gum loudly, but she's side-eyeing me like about to puke.
It's so gross.
I just don't get it.
I could go into stories and stories and stories. It's so gross. Just don't do it. Anyways. I will be watching the Willy Wonka with Timothée Chalamet in it, though.
Oh, because I saw the commercial. It looks so good.
Yeah.
I think I saw people, it during the Taylor Swift reviews. Yeah. It was so good.
People
looked so good.
Like, are, like, hating on him. And I'm like, oh, really? Why? He's playing it great. I just love him. I would never critique him.
I love, like, stories that are, like, prequels. I, like, love finding out the backstory and stuff, so I think it will be super fun, and I also think that he'll, like, play a great tribute to, like, Gene Wilder, who, like, played the original Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really cute, and I'm really excited about it, actually.
Yeah. Speaking of trailers, in the Taylor Swift movie,
yeah,
Mean Girls.
Okay, wait, what is that?
It's Mean Girls the musical.
In movie form.
In movie form.
So they took the movie Mean Girls.
And made it a musical.
Made it a musical that, like, went on Broadway. Uh-huh. And then they're taking what they created for the Broadway and then putting it back into, like, a new movie.
Yeah.
And all exactly. The same girls are in it?
No.
Oh.
Just, so it's not even the first girl who was Regina George, but the second girl who was Regina George. Okay. She's in it.
Okay.
And then the girl who played Gretchen Wieners in the musical is actually, like, a teacher in it or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because on Broadway, they're so much older. Like, people would think it was weird if those people were a part of it. But then guess who's in it?
Who?
Mr. Chris Briney Conrad is Aaron Samuels.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. I literally forgot! I can't wait to see him in something else.
Me too.
To be honest. I am so excited. I forgot that was what I saw him in.
Yeah.
Like the commercial for or whatever.
He's in it for 2 seconds and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're the star.
I'm just like, and this is how you are grabbing every girl from the age of 15 to 30 to come and watch this show.
I'm so excited.
Literally.
Because of him.
Because of him. Yeah, literally. Oh my gosh. Jeremiah just shows up. Everyone's like, what? I'm like, not for you, Belly.
All right, everyone. We know it's our Halloween episode, but we've already kind of gotten off track that anyways. So happy Halloween, everyone. We are getting into our BS segment, and it has absolutely nothing to do with Halloween. But it is pretty scary.
And we're talking about 1989, Taylor's version.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
I called Sydney earlier this week, and I
earlier this week, it's Monday.
You know what I mean. I called Sydney, you know, was it yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
2 days ago. I don't know. And I said, I was living a life, and then 1989, Taylor's version was released. I am living a very different life. I am a better person than I was pre-1989, Taylor's version. I'm obsessed. I can't stop listening to the vault tracks.
They're so good.
Oh, so good is the most
downplayed
thing you've ever said. I am telling you, I told this to Sydney. I said, my replay 2023 playlist, like, that's from January until now. So January until October. Her vault tracks are going to be in my top 10, and I have 2 months left of the year. Literally, I am so obsessed. And is it because Mom and Dad, Taylor and Harry? Yes. Okay. Yes.
This re-record really solidified for me that, like, 1989 may not be my absolute favorite album.
It is now.
It is now. But it is, like, the one that I relate to the most, where I'm just like, oh, yeah, these songs are how I've felt, you know?
Yes.
And I'm talking about Blank Space. Just kidding, no. I'm not talking about Blank
Space. So when I was, like, rating my albums, right, I think I put 1989 as, like, number 5 or something. What? Literally, I said to my sister today, I'm like, Red, Taylor's version, who are you? Because that used to be my number 1, but I just can't get enough. And I think it being released where I've seen the Eras Tour movie several times, and now this coming out, it just was part of the perfect Taylor storm, and I am here for it, and I love it, and I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with her and Travis right now. Things could not be better.
Okay, so how does this get into our BS segment? Good question. There is some BS going on right now on TikTok where everyone is hating on Harry Styles for the most stupid of reasons, and I just want to come on here and say that that's just complete BS. If you think a couple things, if you think that she's still pissed about it, you're wrong. That's just,
amen.
That's stupid. Like, she's over it. She does not care. She doesn't need you unfollowing Harry Styles. That does nothing for anyone. Anyone.
But you look like an idiot, okay?
Second, the song Is It Over Now is not about cheating. And if you think it's about cheating, you're wrong. It's about not getting closure.
And this is the thing. Sydney and I have deep dived this a million times. But, like, this isn't the first. Like, she has explained that her whole issue with the Harry relationship has been closure multiple freaking times.
Yeah.
It's not just the vault tracks. She did it in Question.
Yeah.
Like, repeatedly, this has been discussed. The problem. Yeah.
I think about, like, if you think about Style. Style is a song about someone keep on breaking up, getting back together, breaking up, getting back together. There is, I think it's in the second verse, she goes, I heard that you've been out with another girl.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, but, like, I can't stop thinking about you. That's what this situation is. This situation is like, oh, like, when is this over? Is this over when you move on? Because last time you moved on, you came back. Is this over when I move on? Because I've moved on, but I'm still thinking about this. It's not about cheating. Harry Styles didn't cheat on her. And also, this goes out to one TikTok that I saw with the stupidest girl. I Knew You Were Trouble is not about Harry Styles, and if you think it is, you're the stupidest person alive.
And yeah, that's facts. This is the thing. The way she also describes Harry Styles has me just like, I know. Like, when she's like, you're so magnetic. I'm like, he is. Like, he enters a room, he parts the crowd like the Red Sea. I'm like, I know. Like, it's crazy because, yeah, people being like hating on Harry Styles. I'm like, cool. Get out then. Like, I don't need your negativity. And he, like, this also happened when they were how old?
Yeah, he was, like, 18.
And they were, like, living 19. Very separate, crazy lives. He was in One Direction at the time, and, like, they were spending, like, so much time apart, and, like, the back and forth, I don't know. I just, people who are giving him all the hate, saying that he's a dirtbag, I'm like, take a look in the mirror, idiot. Like, I don't know, I'm just like...
No, I get it completely. It's just, like, we've all moved on, she's fine with it. I've also been, like, this is really what bugs me. Not even bugs me, it's just, like, you guys aren't getting this at all. They're like, oh, she just let out the real reason for, like, their divorce. This is, like, mom, 10 years later, telling us why they got divorced. Which, first of all, like, let's stop being dramatic. Second, she's not telling us anything new. It's all about closure. Stop thinking that he cheated. Stop thinking that he, I don't know, just, like, calm down.
And also, like, I just think about, like, the Grammys and them, like,
chatting
and him, like, never once saying anything bad about her in, like, every interview. Like, he was always like, yeah, she's a great songwriter and, like, she's great. Or, like, her never saying anything bad about him. Like, I just don't understand why we're, like,
thinking that this is bigger than it is.
It is, yeah. And I hate also people just, like, projecting that. Yeah, I just, it's BS. I don't have time for it.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks to Ashley for covering today. You're so fun to chat with.
I am obsessed, and I would love to be a guest anytime. Maybe when we, like, have a holiday episode, when I'm really in the Christmas spirit, I'll hop back on with you guys. But I love listening to you guys. It's so fun. So,
all right. Thanks, guys. We will see you next week.
See ya.